Ollie's Whisper of the Week. B is for bees. Ollie noticed the bees before he saw them. It was the sound that reached him first. A low, steady hum that seemed to belong to the warm air rather than to anything moving through it. As though the garden itself was breathing softly. He stood still for a while, listening, letting the sound settle around him before his eyes began to find where it was coming from. The bees moved from flower to flower without hurry, dipping down and then lifting up, never staying long enough in one place, yet never seeming unsure of where to go next. Ollie watched how each one arrived at a flower, paused just long enough, and then carried on, leaving the flower exactly as it had found it, only lighter somehow, as if something important had been shared. He crouched down, so he was closer, careful not to interrupt the little bee. The bee lingered nearby, resting on a bloom that bent gently under its weight, and Ollie found himself whispering without thinking. "Do you ever get lost?" he asked. The bee did not look up, but its voice arrived calmly and honestly to Ollie's ears. "We don't need to know where everything is," it said. "We only need to know where we're going and how we are going to get back to where we came from." Ollie smiled to himself at the bee's answer. He continued and stayed quiet, just watching as the bee brushed past golden dust and gathered it carefully, not greedily, not quickly, and taking only just enough that it needed. Around them, all the other bees continued their work. Leaves shifted in the warmth of the breeze, petals opened a little bit more than they had before, and the hum carried on, steady and reassuring, never rising, but never fading away, just always remaining constant. "Isn't it tiring?" Ollie asked after a while, noticing how much moving the bee was doing and how little it stopped still. The bee paused, then replied, "I guess we are resting while we are moving." Ollie sat with that thought, feeling the ground beneath him, noticing how the air seemed alive with small purposeful journeys happening all at once, none of them calling for his attention, none of them asking to be noticed, all of them just happening around him. Finally, when the little bee lifted itself away again, joining the others, Ollie didn't follow. He stayed where he was, letting the hum drift around him until it felt like part of the day itself. And with that, Ollie carried on, leaving nature to do what it had always done.